The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
It settles in your soul. Yes, it does. How you doing, Wynn?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
Having a grand old time today.
Do you know what, Ashley, I hate the stupid chat room sign-up thing. It's a piece of shit. Do you know what? I have tried I don't know how many times to get on there. So, not happening today, folks. Sorry if that tells you how I feel about it.
Yeah, Ashley has helped us with some colorful metaphors, the ones we can use and the ones we can't. So we'll make sure that we stay within those guidelines. But It was in the guidelines, because it frees up the language. I mean, it's dung. That's what Paul meant when he said dung in the Greek. Anyway, we're broadcasting live from KCNR 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we are podcasted worldwide, and we are also archived. And this is Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E. We have a couple of announcements. You want to ring the bell, Wynn?
Sure. Do you know what the bell means? When a politician gets recalled, the patriots get armed more so.
Oh. Is that like saying the word Modi?
I don't have it right.
She's got a hand on the
button. Leonard Modi.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't have this.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'll play it for you.
You can, huh? Anyway, we have an interesting show today. We want to make an announcement, and that announcement that announcement is that we have a new mothership, so to speak.
Mothership.
We have programs on Mountaintop Media, mountaintopmedia.com. You can go type in mountaintopmedia.com. It will go directly to this particular website. If you are in a hut in the jungle and you have a computer, you can go to mountaintopmedia.com.
As long as you have internet service.
As long as you have internet service. And you can get right to it. Mm-hmm. We're excited about this.
Yep.
This started a few months ago. The kinks have been worked out. You can go right to it. We had to deal with some censorship with Facebook and Vimeo and YouTube, etc., only because of certain words we use, like vax, things like that, which are just, I guess you're not supposed to talk about things like
vaccines
that on YouTube.
Vaccines and vaccination.
Yeah, things like that.
Anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, anti-vaxxers, yeah, all that good stuff. So anyway.
Control.
We have 25 different videos there. When you go to that website, you can hit on podcasts. We're there with Patriot State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E. There's 25 episodes up here. Once you hit that, it goes right to the episodes. But I want to let people know that you can go to that now. And we now have a mothership where you can go to. It's archived. It's broadcast worldwide. Of course, it's video, which is wonderful. We have great technicians there. It's a great program. We're pretty excited. We wanted to have a channel we could create really to get liberty out to people and get the word out to people on what was really going on. But we want to talk a little bit about something local and something we did on mountaintopmedia.com. If you go to that and you go to Jefferson State of Mind, please look at episode 18 and episode 19. They're a half an hour each. Jeremy Edwardson is our guest, and he speaks specifically about the money, where it goes to in the county, et cetera. They are exceptional. Also, we show footage of what happened at the Board of Supervisors when Mr. Modi interrupted Jeremy about saying that we desperately needed $34 million when Jeremy said we don't want to take that with strings attached. How much money would you take, folks, How much money would you approve if you had to take this money and one of the strings where your kid has to get the jab? I mean, how many of you would do that?
Would you take $34 million?
Would you take $34 million for your child to be in danger?
Would you take 99 cents?
Yeah.
Would you take a penny?
Yeah. 18 and 19. And then the last two we did was 24 and 25. It's with Carlos Zapata and Woody Clendenin. The first one, the first half hour, number 24, does talk about the different things that happened in Carlos's court case, along with how politics has actually taken over the judicial system and the control of that. The second episode is Key Card Gate, that talks about how the key card was dismantled for the supervisors and no one has the authority to do it, yet nobody will own up to it. But guess what? We found out. We did. Now, what we will do in future podcasts with Mountaintop Media is Jefferson State of Mind will come out on Monday nights in premiere at 6 o'clock. It will come out again with a premiere at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. So Monday night at 6, Thursday night at 6, you'll see them live in the premieres.
And they're both half-hour episodes.
All half-hour episodes. So we're pretty excited about that. We wanted to get that out there. The other announcement we want to make is if you want Jefferson gear, Second Amendment gear, patriotic gear, go to your friendly Ace Hardware on Eureka Way, Ace Hardware on Mark's Way in Anderson, and Ace Hardware in Shasta Lake City. Those three have that gear, all your needs for that sort of stuff. And also you can go to Clear Creek Market on 273. Great little market. Great people working there. Anyway, so with that, we're going to get into talking about Leonard Modi.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on. Come on, Ashley.
Sorry, I pulled up the wrong symbol.
Yeah, here comes the king.
The king.
That's hilarious.
That was the wrong movement of the Beethoven.
The wrong movement, yeah. Talking about movement. Mm-mm. Okay.
You should have done that earlier.
Yeah, well, I did. And here's the other thing, too. You hear a lot of things. When we try to express ourselves, and I'm just going to go off on this for a minute. You know, it's kind of like a friend of mine who was a coach back when I was a Booster Club president. And he came up to me and he goes, you know, this kid I'm having a little trouble with, but his dad is a real ASS. Now, he didn't want to say anything because he didn't think it was, you know, right to use the language. But I reminded him that God knows how to spell. So really and truly, some of the things we do and talk about, it's like, you know, when you talk about, you know, you're tired of people's garbage, what you are is tired of people's lying and shit.
Yes.
And we are tired of that. Leonard Modi, King Modi, approves contract with Dominion. Those voting machines were over $2 million. $2
million. $2 million of our dollars.
Of our dollars.
Of the $34 million that we don't have.
And King Modi gets caught accepting campaign contributions from, of all places, Dominion Voting Incorporated.
So an employee at Dominion is contributing to his campaign, given the contract that he most likely pushed through for renewal at $2 million. Interesting. How does that work?
I don't know. Do you think the grand jury will look at it?
I don't know. It depends on how the DA directs the grand jury, which they're not supposed to do.
How about the California Rifle and Pistol Association, a known group, a constitutional, law-abiding, wonderful group, puts forth a resolution to have Shasta County declare itself a Second Amendment county, while Modi refused to sign the resolution of support of the Second Amendment. And also, they took a vote, the three of them.
Yep. Mary, Modi, and Joe?
Yep.
Okay.
Took a vote, and we can't even bring that up again.
Not only are they not going to listen to it, they don't even want it presented to them again, is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rat bastards.
How about Modi bows down to special interest groups? How about I know this is kind of near and dear to Wynn's heart, since it was in the area where he was born and raised. Controversial Wynn farm rejected after the supervisors backed the planning commission, who was 5-0. They voted 4-1. You know, there's fire risks and everything involved with those windmills. And that's from the record searchlight in October of 2021. Casting the lone dissenting vote, guess who? Leonard Modi
Because he was going to get money.
Mm-hmm. And he showed his allegiance. Did he? To whom? Are we surprised? Guess what? Moody's accepted campaign contributions from them.
Yep.
Okay. Also, he appoints himself chairman after being censored, and Wynn can talk a little bit about the car fire here, after being censored for going behind the lines and having escorts from law enforcement to go back and to have his generator filled up sometimes as much as twice a day to take care of his home by using his power as supervisor and retrieving a couple of very expensive bottles of wine, I believe, from a neighbor's.
And this shows that he and has been proven to, that he has been found guilty of misfeasance, AB number 1234. So the supervisor was found to have infringed upon the rights of others by using county resources for personal benefit during a time of crisis. This constitutes a breach of governmental ethics under California State Assembly Bill number 1234, Article 2, Training 5324, prohibitions against the use of public resources for personal or political purposes. So he's using the government agency for his own personal gain and or for a friend's personal gain, but he took it upon himself to go back there and get some very expensive bottles of wine from his neighbor's house and his house or whatever, and then to refill the generator at his home multiple times with the aid of the undersheriff at the time, Mr. Magrini, who is now deputy CEO or CAO, whatever you want to call it, of the county. So what's really going on there? There's a bunch of garbage that's really going on, and by gosh, by golly, a forensic audit is going to prove what we've been talking about. We need to have that yesterday. No matter what, we need to have a forensic audit on every single department, no matter what, to prove either how clean they are or how corrupt they are. We need to have that, every single department. Then we can downsize those departments that are not, necessary or critical or essential. We need to do that. We can't afford not to. And it's our tax dollars that support this county, all the county employees, their benefits, their retirements, their salaries, especially these bloated salaries for some of these employees that are working for the county. That's unacceptable.
Well, we do have Nick on the line. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing as good as I can with a little bit I've got left to work with, Terry. Thank you for asking.
You bet, buddy. What you got on your mind?
Well, you know, I hear about old Modi going in there to refuel his generator, maybe twice a day, and then making a special trip to grab a couple expensive bottles of wine. That's indicative to what our government employees, the lifestyle that they lead. But then a friend of mine reminded me last night that there was a fellow that wanted to go in and save his wife and two grandchildren, and they wouldn't let him through. And they perished in the fire. They burnt to death. And it just rubs me wrong. It leaves a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth as to the priorities of some of our leaders.
Nick, do you have the radio on in the background? Because that was great stuff, but I'm not sure it came through very good. Do you have your radio on or something?
Not anymore.
There you go.
While Leonard's saving his house and saving wine, you've got another man begging to get through so he can go and save his wife and two grandchildren, and they wouldn't let him through. They perished.
That's right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely
on that,
horrible.
Nick.
You know, and he used those people and came on. I mean, it's documented in one of the Red, White, and Blueprint episodes when Modi, and he did this on the TV in front of God and everybody, telling people not to go behind the car fire lines, not to do that, and that there would be consequences. They'd be arrested. Yet he uses his power to go back there, and I've heard as much as twice a day he sent people back there because of who he is. You know, and then he gets censored. What's a misfeasance? I mean, the guy broke the law. I mean, he's broken the law on everything I've read here.
Let me back in for just a second.
Absolutely.
I think that guy that was trying to get in had his wife on the phone at the time, and they wouldn't let him through.
Oh, my God.
I think what would have been a very good commercial is maybe Modi in a Superman suit flying out of his neighborhood with a couple bottles of wine under his arms, and looking down and seeing that guy begging and those two kids and his wife that perished begging for help, and the smirk of Modi at the end of your three-minute commercial when he took over the county chambers.
Well, we don't want to use somebody else's pain for something like that.
Yeah.
We just need to recall. We need just to remind people that that did occur, but we certainly don't want to use footage of somebody like that.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know I'm a little twisted. Have a great day, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, Nick, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Nick.
You know, if you have a call for a comment or you have anything that you'd like to share, it's 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. You know, I go back to episode, I believe it's 18, where Jeremy Edwardson is speaking at a Board of Supervisors meeting. That's episode 18. If you go to mountaintopmedia.com, just type that right in. It'll go right to it. Go to Jefferson Line Podcast, and you'll be able to watch this. Jeremy had brought up the $34 million that that the state wants to give us, and that $34 million comes with strings attached, and Jeremy alludes to that. I mean, and we'd be beholden to the state until, I think, the beginning of 2026, if I'm not mistaken. And Jeremy is bringing that up, and Modi interrupts him, like he likes to do, and Modi goes ahead and states, are you seriously saying that a county like us that desperately needs the money wants to turn down $34 million. Just want to make sure I'm saying that. And Jeremy went to answer, and he said, thank you, I don't need an answer. Well, Jeremy still had time to speak. And it was great when Jeremy talked about the strings and is that worth it. And then at that very same meeting, they vote for raises for people in the county. Well, wait, we're broke. But they vote for millions of dollars of raises with money that they're saying they don't have. And these people get raises, but the real consequence to that is the unfunded liability. Now we're adding to retirement, and it's already close to $1 billion. Seriously, I mean, what are we thinking? Now, we had a gentleman yesterday on a talk show that mentioned, well, you know what's happening with money, but I hate recalls. You know, I really don't like recalls. I don't think we should have recalls. And
yeah,
the whole hour of the program in the beginning was him bashing Biden. So my question is, you don't like recalls, so you don't want to do this. Well, what mechanism do people have to stop tyranny in their county or in their country? And by the way, would you vote for a recall for Joe Biden? And his answer was a resounding yes. Well, how is it okay there and not okay here?
And the thing is,
we
are blessed in California. One of the few things that, I mean, we have a lot of good things in California.
If
we use them. We have a lot of good tools here. And we are so fortunate in California that we have the recall process. Some states do not, like Georgia does not have the recall process. We are blessed to have it. So, you know, we have to use the tools that are before us, and we have to go through the process. And our county citizens or sovereign people of Shasta County have been doing just that. And at every step, they have been blocked. They have been ridiculed. They have been lied about. All these other things that have happened, they've been made to redo the paperwork when it was not an error on their part. It was an error either on the newspaper's part, you know, allegedly, or the Register of Voters office, allegedly. So I'm just saying that we know it wasn't an error on the people's part that were actually doing the documentation here in Shasta County, because they had photocopies of everything, and everything they showed was spot on. So we know it's been done to us over and over again. So you know you're over the target when you keep meeting all this resistance. You know you're over the target when you keep getting lied about. You know you're over the target when they are threatening you and saying that you're doing what they are actually doing. And that's what's been going on. And not one citizen in this group of all the recall and the supporters of the recall, people far and wide here in Shasta County, not one of them have broke the law to warrant going to the grand jury. Not one of them. Not during this whole process. None of us have done that. So I think it's time that the citizens vote properly, get rid of the garbage that we need to throw out. If you don't, then there's going to be hell to pay. Mark my words, there will be hell to pay. There might even be hell to pay even if we do get him out. Do you know why? Then he's going to feel free to do all these ugly things behind the scenes with all the people that he has things on. And you know he's got a laundry list of those. So just keep that in mind.
We do have a caller on the line. Barbara, what say you?
Hi, guys. I agree with everything you're saying about Monty. I have voted, and believe me, you would be happy with my vote. But I want to say this. Week after week after week, it's getting very old that Modi is the topic of discussion when there are so many other things going on. I would love to hear you talking about the truckers in Canada and their stand and how maybe it could influence us to do the same thing. But I just think heaping on Cody just is getting old, and it just isn't Christian kind, you know.
Well, actually, it isn't Christian. It isn't Christian kind when you're in a board of supervisors meeting and somebody uses the F word on you. No, let me land my plane here. Okay, so the deal is that, you know, we talked about the truckers before. The reason we're talking about this is because it's vitally important that people vote. It's vitally important they do it, and there's two more days. The corruption, I don't know if you have children or not, but if it's okay, if you have children, is it okay that the Board of Supervisors with these three will vote to have a mandatory jab for your kids? Is that okay with you?
Not at all.
So we think that the priority now, between now and the 1st of February, and I agree with you, I'm getting tired of hearing it myself.
We're tired of talking about it,
but the thing is, it has to be done by February. The truckers in Canada, as you know, will soon be joined by truckers in America. That's something that's going to be happening right away. Okay, that's going to be happening within the next week. When that happens, we'll get on to it. However, I do suggest that you listen to Sovereign Minds, and if you go back and listen to the archive of Liberty Unabashed, because Matt did go into that. The programs here on Sunday, in a lot of cases, just like with Nick, we all kind of work hand in hand when it comes to some of the issues. We try to stay with certain issues that are pertinent. But really and truly, you know, I don't think...
Terry, I agree with you. Yeah, yeah. And I don't have to go back to the archives. Sure. I never miss you. I agree with you. I'm just saying, oh my gosh, let's keep a different standard than Modi.
We agree.
And we will be keeping that standard, Barbara. And we thank you for your call, and we'll be keeping that standard. And what we're going to do is next week, God willing, we'll be talking about that stuff. But keep your eye on those truckers in America.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Barbara. Okay, we have Troy on the line. Troy, how are you, sir?
Hey, Terry.
How you doing, Troy?
Not doing too bad, best I can. Anyway, yeah, stay on that Modi thing until after the election or after the recall.
Yes.
Hopefully the people up here in District 2, Shasta County, are smarter than the rest of the rubes in California who wouldn't recall, what's his name?
Newsom.
It's too wild to say. And elect Biden. Hopefully we're smarter up here.
Yep.
Anyway, just keep on what you're doing, man. It matters. It really matters. And also, are you going to be able to say on your program this morning who denied Mr. Jones from going into the Board of Supervisors?
Yeah, we brought it up. If you watch, go to Mountaintop Media. Mountaintop Media, just type that in your computer.
Mountaintopmedia.com.
I'm sorry. Thank you, buddy. Mountaintopmedia.com. Just type that in, and boom, you'll hit it. Go to episode 24 and 25. 25 especially, we have Woody Clendenin and Carlos Zapata on as our guests, and we talk about Keygate. Bottom line on the whole thing with the Key deal is that there was sort of a denial by Pontes about the Key card. No one has jurisdiction, as you know, Troy. No one has jurisdiction to disable that Key card of a sitting supervisor or any elected official. That is it's a firing offense at minimum. Okay, so Pontes had to have something to do with it. He may not have done it himself. He probably had an IT guy do it. But we have heard that he and Modi also met.
But the IT guy did it at the directive or by the directive of somebody above them, which would lead us to believe it could be Pontes.
And there is a lot more talk on that, on those. But I also want to say that Troy, you know, we are going to hit this thing with Modi. I mean, you know, we're going to hit it hard because this guy has to go. We have to stop tyranny. We've got to get rid of him. We have to stop a tyrannical man. And, Troy, bless you, brother. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Terry. Wynn, thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, Rick, how you doing? What say you, sir?
Hello. I'll go quickly today.
That's Rich.
Now, going back in the agendas, Modi has voted, his spending is out of control. Do we remember the $700,000 one-quarter mile bike lane right by Shasta College? Yeah, he voted for that. Do we remember the $10,000 meal tray carts for the jail? They bought seven of them. $70,000 for seven meal tray carts in the jail. Yeah, he voted yes on that. I can just keep going and going and going and going.
Wow. For 70 grand, yeah. why didn't they contact Shasta College, the department, you know, where they do all the welding department, all that, and give them a project and have them weld it and buy the materials. The kids could do it for the grade students do it for the grade, but they pay for the material, and then they can even hand deliver it.
Stop being logical and fiscally conservative. You guys have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you, Rich. Okay, with that, we do have to go off to our break. And if you want to call in, feel free, 530-605-4567, 605-4567. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Man and me, we're at the bar and we're having us some beers and swapping out on cares. Talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks. Old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. Said I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
My dad, my mother, and the dad.
I want to wish a happy birthday to my partner in crime here, Terry. You look pretty good for a man of your age. 89 and holding. You're doing excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, my next role is going to be Tales from the Crypt.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate that.
Oh, don't forget. Oh, a politician's about to lose his wings.
We have Kathy on the line. Kathy, how are you?
Oh, great. How are you guys?
Oh, I think we're okay. No one's heard us yet.
What you got, Kathy?
Well, it just bothered me that Modi claims and is purporting that we are extremists and violent when, in fact, the only one that truly experienced any violence was me.
That's
you
right.
Are. You are. And you had to go to court and you had to do all the
garbage. Can you tell the folks about that?
Modi offered that menace. Pickney helped to file his restraining order against Carlos.
Yes.
Never even offered his condolences after I was attacked in Old Shasta. And then the fake news, KRCR, said, recall advocate says she was attacked.
Says,
didn't report that I had two witnesses, that the assailant was booked into jail and arrested that day, and we just got done with his paying me for all my doctor's bills, and so nobody even says anything about that. And so it is very interesting that he's out there purporting that we are violent when, I mean, a woman was attacked by a 6'5" man. I was sitting in my chair and the DA asked me, well, did you approach him? I'm like, even if I had approached him, it doesn't give anybody the right to hit you. But no, I did not approach him. I was sitting in my chair when he came up, screamed in my face, spitting on me during the entire rampage, and then hauled off and roundhouse hit me upside the head. You'll never hear that. I don't even hear you guys talking about it.
Well, we did when it happened.
Well, we did.
Were you listening?
Position, Harry, from what Carlos went through, from how the DA handled my situation, is like, it is glaringly unfair.
Absolutely.
It is, you know, and the way that she handled it, it is. I know we did talk about that at length on our show right after it happened, but, you know, you're right, and the thing is that a lot of that hasn't really come forward. I mean, that's I think we should do an ad on it. I mean, you know, we should have done that, and we aren't done with the corruptness in this county. And Kathy, you've been an advocate of standing for what's right, standing in a righteous way. I'm amazed the way you have done it with grace and dignity. And you know, using your faith, it's been amazing to me. And how a guy, I mean, I don't even want to ask how your husband would respond to it, because I don't want to get him in trouble.
Don't want Marty to get in trouble. No.
But you know, the thing is, Kathy, that these kinds of things are what we're going through here. And people that don't, you know,
the public doesn't know.
They don't know because
they don't know.
Yeah,
that's right.
And
even our show or Red, White, and Blueprint or. Nobody's talking about it. Everybody was white light focused on Carlos's situation, which was handled very unfairly. Totally unfair, that situation that happened.
I think it was the money.
Got some water.
Yeah.
The Pickney got water splashed on
it. Yeah. It was the money.
Like, that was crazy unfair.
Right.
But
right.
The juxtaposition that I actually am a
victim.
I didn't have any way of defending myself. I just was sitting there.
Yeah.
Right.
And you were the victim. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that the amount of money that trial cost the county was really the emphasis, and a lot of the emphasis we put on what happened with Carlos. Not that it was unjust. The thing is that with what happened to you, there was a lot of things. We didn't get a lot of reports on it, and a lot of people didn't. And you're right. I mean, the news media just completely ignored that.
It.
And when they came out, Kathy, originally, And it was sort of like this guy allegedly hit you. I mean, allegedly, but the guy's in jail for doing it. I mean, seriously, it's crazy, darling. It's crazy.
Well, yeah. So anyhow, I just want to say we are not violent even after that.
Right.
Nobody went and took recourse. Nobody
right.
Had revenge on that fella. Bradley Hart, nobody. did, because that's what we are. We hold the line. We are good citizens. We do. We live by the rule of law. So anyhow, I just
Kathy.
I think that Modi claiming that we are violent.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
Yes,
he's
he
a
is.
Diesel.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Now, can you tell us the name of the guy that did that to you? Because he should not be his name should not be protected by any stretch.
Oh, his name is Bradley Hart.
Bradley Hart.
Bradley Hart.
And he lives here in Shasta County.
And he lives in Shasta County. Bradley Hart, huh?
Shasta. Yeah. That's where I was attacked. He initially approached us very violently at the Holiday Market on Placer, and then the next encounter was at Old Shasta.
Wow.
And I don't even think he stopped by to pick up some mail. He just came to harass us. F-bomb, and name-calling, and we're just, all we're saying to him is, hey, have a nice day. You know, well, here's what pissed him off was when my girlfriend said, bless you, that he turned and looked at me, and he said, if you say one more thing, well, are you kidding me? That's what made him snap, was someone saying to him, bless you? Unreal that these are his supporters.
That's right. Well, Satan works in ways that we can all, we're seeing it right now. That's all you can say. That it's part of that mindset.
This is a spiritual war.
Yes, it is.
And God is fighting for us. He is going before us. This is a David and Goliath moment.
Yep.
And they have all the money. They have all of Red Emerson's money backing him. And we have podunk us.
Yep.
And here's what's going to happen. When we win this recall, God's going to get all the glory and the honor and the praise.
Amen to that one.
Amen to that. Thank you, Catherine.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for calling in
and
shedding light on this. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bradley Hart, huh? Bradley Hart.
Hmm.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's so true. I mean, there's so many. It's just like with Modi, he takes credit for.
Well, picture that. The guy's 6'5 or so.
Yeah.
And Kathy, she's 5'6? 5'5?
5'5, probably.
Probably 5'5 at the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's sitting down.
Yeah.
A very petite, nice lady.
Yeah.
And always a picture of, you know, she's always on her best behavior. She's just a good person.
Yeah.
Good heart, a good person. And some jackwagon comes up and slaps her upside the head. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's another thing. It's like with Modi, you know, he took credit because I get flyers because I'm in his district. And one of the things he's fighting for our community, crack down on illegal cannabis. Guess what, folks? He is the one who dismembered the Shasta County Marijuana Eradication Team. He did that.
I did the ad for that.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
He flippin' did that. And then he takes credit for it. I mean, do we let this guy lie and lie and lie and lie and lie again? And then we get somebody on the radio that says, well, you know, I just don't like recalls. Oh, okay. So we won't do anything.
Yeah,
until it affects you. But let's recall Biden. That's okay. That's okay. But doing a local recall, what other recourse do people have? Here's another thing I heard this morning on Matt's show that I thought that brings to light a lot of things. These people in power are doing whatever they want. You know, when they decided to bring the public comment to 45 minutes, the first thing Modi did when he was voted in as chairman. Now think about it. The guy was indicted by the frickin' grand jury and was found guilty, and now we're going to have him be our supervisor, and he's under recall, and he's the chairman of the board. I mean, so Baugh asked if that was prearranged, and
you know it was.
Yeah, well, no, and he asked Cruz, and Modi tried to interrupt. And Baugh said, I'm not talking to you. And he says, well, I don't care what you say. And then he just wouldn't interrupt, and all of a sudden, guess what? He said, well, then Baugh said, well, I guess it was prearranged then, because that's what Cruz alluded to. I mean, this is crazy how anybody in District 2 could even think at all about having this man still represent them. There's other good candidates out there. What you got there, buddy?
I don't know. I can't read it. So
Sorry, my handwriting is not fantastic.
Well, why don't you tell us?
We do have somebody in the chat room saying to tell Wynn that about Modi supporting Nathan B., an admitted arsonist, BLM activist, and also helping NB with the restraining order.
Okay, yep, yeah, well, yeah, and we've touched on that. Yes, we've talked about that.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, and it's right there in the, right there on the notes that Terry's
got. Yeah, I got it right here. Okay, well, you know, in many people's opinion, this is Title 18 United States Code, Section 242. What this says is about people who are elected like Modi. If they act under the color of law, including acts not only done by state or local officials within the bounds or limits of their lawful authority, but also acts done without and beyond their lawful authority, provided that in order for unlawful acts of any official to be done under any color of any law, the unlawful acts must be done while such official is purporting or pretending to act in the performance of his or her official duties. Now, when Modi reached out to Nathan as a sitting supervisor to assist him, support him in a situation where Modi had determined that Carlos Zapata was guilty of a crime, therefore Modi, using his authority as supervisor, he reached out to Nathan Pinckney to help him with a temporary restraining order. Now, the part about this is that Modi did not reach out as Modi, as Citizen Modi. He reached out as Supervisor Modi, using his authority, therefore influencing due process and the right of Carlos Zapata. I mean, that's if you're going to go ahead and yeah, I'll help you with a TRO because the guy's guilty. And this was in the Record Searchlight. It isn't like this is not news. And people just continually look at this stuff, and then you get a comment like, well, you know what, I just don't like recalls. Well, what in the hell do you do then? I mean, really, you know.
Would you wait until the next time to vote him out? Really? Okay,
right.
So another 2.5 years, we're going to wait for that. How much worse do you want it to get before we even have the luxury or opportunity to do so? No, we don't have that. And the county can't afford it. We cannot afford it. It's cheaper to recall them than it is to keep them on the board with all the garbage that they're creating. For the people saying, oh, it costs too much money. Are you kidding me? No, we're going to save money by recalling the jack wagon. We're going to clean house, get things cleaned up. We have to. It's necessary. Absolutely critical that we do it.
I mean, it's unbelievable to me that you can make statements like that. It's unbelievable to me that you can be thinking about, gee whiz, you know, I have my opinion. Okay, so I'm going to use my opinion on something to say that a constitutionally protected thing, I don't really like it. I don't see the reason for it. Why would we do it? It costs a lot of money. When this guy has cost us probably $20-30 million already on things that he's done that he shouldn't do. And, oh, by the way, let's get back to public comment again. 45 minutes at the beginning. What if you have to work and you just didn't get in line quick enough? Because there's a lot of stuff people want to bring up. I mean, these kinds of things.
45 minutes of a running clock.
Right.
Not in total by, you know, 3 minutes per person. It's 45 minutes for a running clock where he interrupted, I dare say, everybody that was up there speaking in some form or fashion, gobbling up their time. Therefore, it was clocked by some sovereign citizens here, clocking it, that he gobbled up 13 minutes of the 45-minute time frame that he set before the group. So he was trying to control and did control that, and he manipulated it and was really truly showing his true colors, which was a blessing because people really got to see who he is, what his makeup is, and those that hang with him, like Mary and Joe, they're the same. If they're not going against him on that kind of stuff, they are hanging with him. They are the same. So they are guilty of what he's doing just as badly as he is.
You know, it just gets to a point where, you know, we've got just, I mean, you'd go on and on about this guy. I mean, you know, he sent a complaint to the FPPC, which is the
Political Practices.
Fair Political Practices Committee.
Yeah.
And, you know, about Red, White, and Blueprint, that's a...
It has nothing to do with
they're
that.
They're a business.
They're a business.
Filming a documentary.
They're not a public. They're not a political group.
And then he says that the Shasta recall people have received money from Rivera Gianselmo.
And that's a lie because there is no money going to a recall group.
No, there is none. That's a separate group. A
separate group, and they're not receiving money
That's exactly right. They don't have anything to do with money. And then how about the abuse of Alyssa McEwen and the abuse of Ronine Lund. Yeah. I mean, those two ladies get visited by the DA or by DA investigators.
Yep.
And now remember, our DA is a year behind, and oh, they're overworked and they're understaffed and they're underpaid, and oh my gosh. But you have time to send out, I would say, intimidating.
Yep.
To intimidate.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion anyway. To intimidate, like, you know, Alyssa McEwen. Somebody, a mom, an upright citizen. Her husband works for the Highway Patrol, for crying out loud. I mean, you can't really get two more solid citizens. And sends them out there to question her on the recall, on her constitutionally protected
right
to do that. And who sent it? Well, Modi. And sent Lund out to Ronine Lund. Same thing. Modi, 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 Modi. What has he got on the DA?
Oh, he's got something.
He's got something, man.
He's got something on everybody whose strings he pulls.
How in the world did a malfeasance get lowered to a misfeasance? I mean, if you would have driven behind those car fire lines,
to demand the paper trail on that.
Oh yeah. Well, the thing is, we can't get anything right now because we can't. I mean, it was just like what happened with the situation with the DA with Catherine. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, here this, you know, five foot five lady gets smacked upside the head by some whack job, and well, did you approach him? It didn't matter.
From the chair?
Yeah, even if she did, you know? I mean, are you serious?
So approaching a person justifies being slapped upside the head.
I mean, I'm just
saying.
You know, this county, we need a lot of changes.
Absolutely.
And we've been portrayed, some people have been portrayed on TV as, you know, there was one particular ad they put on TV with Carlos and Woody and myself. And they show this ad where Carlos is saying something that's taken out of context. Woody doesn't really say anything. And I don't say anything. And then it shows down the road, it shows Jesse, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is that whole event that day, where the three of us were sitting as a panel, I mean, you know, Woody was there basically talking about what was going on with small businesses and things like that. Carlos was talking about all of that, his life, what was going on, you know, with, again, small businesses and how this affects kids and how all these mandates that the governor had out were affecting us as a society. And I was there to talk about a little bit about the Constitution and the rule of law, et cetera. So all this stuff was sort of being done that way, taken out of context. I mean, who's paying for that? Who's paying for that? Who's paying for Shasta Forward? Where are they getting all the money? And I know there's mention of certain people giving money to Modi, like, you know, yeah, you know, the Emersons have. It isn't an exorbitant amount, but it's a good amount. But the point is that...
Are they the ones that don't Sierra Pacific?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also the Salters, et cetera. These people have given money, but the point is that, you know, that's their right to give money if they want to give money to somebody. That's not the point. But that doesn't equivocate up to the amount of money that we're seeing going into these ads.
Mm-hmm.
Because those ads aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
And so, you know, you've got to be wondering who's doing that and who's doing that for them. You know? And again, you know, you have the double standard. The double standard where I'm glad that Kathy was able to get justice, and I'm glad that Kathy was able to, you know, face her accuser or face the person who did this to her and have justice be served.
And how much did that court case cost?
I don't know, but I'd like to know. One thing I guess we didn't ask her was I wonder what the guy got for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's I wonder what he got for it, you know. And surprised Modi didn't come out there to help him, huh?
Yeah, right.
Well, of course, we don't know that, do we?
We don't know.
So, you know, you look at all these different things that, you know, that we can go on and on about. And I do understand, Barbara, you know, I'm tired of talking about it, too, you know. I don't like recalls either, but I just don't know what other recourse we have. You know, we want to have a recourse that's not self-help. You want to have a recourse that's basically lawful and political. But if the other side doesn't follow the law, they don't follow the law. They don't follow. I don't care who did it. You cannot dismantle a key card so that a sitting elected supervisor can't get in the chambers. That is against the law.
Amen.
Okay, we have Chris on the line. Chris, we've only got a couple minutes left. What say you?
Good morning.
It's going to be super quick. I love your show. I wish I could say that I was in Modi's district. Unfortunately, I'm in Mary Rickard's district. So hopefully you guys will turn your attention to her after this. But anyways, my real question is, I often hear you guys talking about the forensic audit, and I absolutely agree. And I'm just wondering, is there a mechanism to force an audit, and what that mechanism might be? And I can take my answer off there if you want.
Thanks, Chris.
Not sure if there's a way to force it. The board would have to, my understanding is at least a 3-2 vote to make it take place. So that's my understanding from the information I've received from those that are in that business. So that's what I understand it to be. So I don't know. I've never done it. But I do know what it does yield, and it will tell us where the skeletons are and in the closets and where the closets are and who put money out for what. And not only just, justifying that, say 10 grand was spent here and 10 grand was spent there, but they're going to tell the show the paper trail of why it was spent there and who did it, who authorized it, all those kinds of things. So those bureaucrats that are playing that game and have been playing the game for survival because of the people they've had to deal with, they're going to have a huge pucker factor when these things start happening, because they're going to be scared for their career, their retirement, their job, whatever. They're going to be scared for that. So it's going to happen, and it has to happen. It's absolutely necessary.
Sally, we have Sally on the line. Hey, honey.
Hey.
How you doing?
If people aren't mad yet, I don't know what it's going to take. But anyway, just wanted to invite all the people listening out there tomorrow to our last recall rally. It's going to be from 11:30 to 12:30 on the corners of Cypress and Hilltop. Park in the dollar store parking lot there, and come on up. And we're going to be out there reminding people that tomorrow is the last day, and Tuesday is the last day to go vote for yes on the recall.
All right.
So go ahead and repeat the times, honey, and the location, please.
11:30 to 12:30 tomorrow, Monday, at Hilltop and Cypress.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, great.
Thank you, Sally.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Okay, hon.
Bye.
Well, we're coming to the end of another program, and next week, hopefully, we can talk about some other things. Again, go to mountaintopmedia.com, mountaintopmedia.com, and you can see episodes of Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E. You can see episodes of Sovereign Minds, and you can see episodes of Patriot State of Mind, which is amazing. When you go to Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E, make sure you look at episodes 18 and 19, half hour each, 24 and 25, half hour each. You can sort of pick your poison. But if you want to look at 25 with Carlos Zapata and Woody Clendenin, I recommend that because we do talk about Keygate.
Yeah, and the first couple episodes were, or first few episodes anyway, were an hour long. And we know that was going to be too much of an ask for people to watch. But you certainly watch them. Please do. They're there. But we decided to cut them down to half-hour episodes to make it a little bit easier to get the information out. And we can have different things going out twice a week versus just one episode going out once a week.
And the new episode we're going to have is going to be Janet Chandler, who
yep.
we call the Mother of Jefferson. She'll be with Wynn, and she will be talking about the Constitution of Jefferson.
Yes, sir.
That premieres on Monday night at 6 o'clock for the first half hour. The second half hour will premiere at 6 o'clock on Thursday night.
There you go. And we want to thank everybody for calling in, and hope that all the patriots are out there ready to do what they need to do. And if you haven't voted yet in District 2, go out and vote, and let's recall Modi.
Let's recall Modi. Let's get that guy out of there. Let's stop tyranny in this county. Let's get people in who care about their constituents and people who are respectful to their constituents and people that actually tell the truth.
Amen.
What a shocking thing that is.
All right.
Time has come.
For 51.
Well, we better get it done.
Amen.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us, you have no clue, and still you're telling us what to do. We don't know you or what you face. It's time to start a brand new
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.